As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Well. What's up, everybody? I'm J.E. Skeets of the No Dunks podcast on the Athletic Network, a fine network. It's about 4:15 p.m. Eastern here on Thursday, June 30th. That's important because we're less than 2 hours away till the start of free agency. But who gives a shit about that? Because wow, did we get a bomb dropped on the NBA world about an hour and a half ago? Kevin Durant requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. We had to do an emergency podcast. It's just me. These guys, the other no dunkers, they're scattered across North America right now. I can't even keep track where everybody is, but it's okay. It's me and it's you in the stream team. I'll be relying heavily on some of your comments. So I know you guys have already got started with the big winners and losers of this news from Kevin Durant wanting out of Brooklyn. But take a second, if you're new here, like the video, subscribe to No Dunks. Like I said, comment away in the stream team and share the show. Hopefully we'll get this flipped into a podcast. But wow. Both Woj and Shams letting us know Durant has talked to Nets ownership and has said, you know, I want out of here. Trade me. Reportedly, he's got two teams at the top of his list. It doesn't really matter because he's under contract for a long, long time. But if they're playing nice here, I guess, he would like to, Kevin Durant, reportedly go to either the Phoenix Suns, okay, or the Miami Heat, okay. Now, has that stopped every other fan base from crafting a Kevin Durant trade package? No, I don't think it has. Again, it's been about 90 minutes since this news broke, and I have seen, I'm pretty sure I've seen, you know, I'm talking about NBA Twitter here, 90% of the league have a deal ready to offer up to the Nets in exchange for one Kevin Durant. I wonder if the Hawks are just going, God damn it. Are you kidding me? All right, we got DeJounte Murray. If you want to hear our thoughts on that, Trey and I did a podcast this morning on that. So go search that out on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. But yeah, are they like, what? Come on, we would have had a pretty nice package. All these draft picks that we're sending to the Spurs. We got some young talent. Maybe entice Brooklyn, but no, they got DeJounte Murray. And I guess they're one of the rare teams that are probably out of any running here for KD. I don't think John Collins and Kevin Herter are going to get it done. You're going to need probably some more picks. But yeah, I feel like I've seen so many other teams make the case, or fan bases, I should say, make the case. And I will say I saw somebody in the stream team saying they came here to hear maybe me shit on Kyrie Irving, little popcorn emoji. I think you should slow your roll on that, because I think it's easy to think that KD has requested a trade because he's over the Kyrie Irving situation. That's possible, and I'm sure we'll find out in the days, weeks, months moving forward. But couldn't the opposite be true, right? A little strange, I get that. But if he's that tight with Kyrie, if he's that close to Kyrie, and KD, this is hypothetical, of course, is so pissed that the Nets are not, you know, don't want to give Kyrie the bag, don't want to give him an extension, don't realize that he's still a great talent in this league despite all the headaches that he comes with, that he's actually pissed off, that he's like, hold on, I came here, we had a plan, and what the hell is going on with our plan? You know, he could be looking at it as you either lied to me or you're not living up to your end of the bargain. I'm just saying it's a possibility. It's a possibility. Then again, maybe he's just tired of Kyrie and what's going on there in Brooklyn. Holy crap. I had just said, like, on the last podcast, or was it the one before? You know, I think it was the one we were talking about Kyrie at least appearing to be staying with Brooklyn. Who knows what happens now? I know the Lakers fans are very excited once again that they could be back in the mix for a potential Kyrie move. But I was like, all right, okay, you got Kyrie. Ben Simmons is coming back. He's dropping snort emojis hours before this news breaks with KD. He's pumped. He's feeling good. I'm like, oh, KD, take control of this franchise. Run this shit, man. All right? Like, let's prove it. We know how incredible you are on the court. Maybe, like, let's see some of that other stuff, the leadership qualities. Do you have it in you? And I just don't know if he does. And he doesn't care to do that type of stuff. He just wants to hoop. And all that other stuff, that's a headache, and he can't put up with it. So, it's so funny I said that like 48 hours ago, and now he's like, I want out of here. Get me out of here. Poor Royce O'Neal, too. That's official, right? He got traded to the Nets from the Jazz, and that was happening like right at the exact same time that this bombshell dropped. So, let's talk about these teams, because that's what everybody really wants to know. Hey, who's going to get them? Who's got the best deal? I have not had time yet to like really sit down, you know, fire up the trade machine and like really get to work in terms of what you could put together for KD. Let's just say this though. This could be, I mean, it's going to be, right? One of the biggest trade packages we've ever seen. It has to be. I mean, if you use the baseline trade of like Anthony Davis, who wasn't under contract for four freaking years, and the picks and the young talent that went back in that Lakers-Pelican swap, then, I mean, this is matching, if not exceeding this. So, the Nets, they're going to want, and this is a no-brainer, I'm not dropping, you know, like some like, whoa, what a thought. They're going to want, obviously, young talent, probably all-stars, borderline all-stars. And I say plural because I think it's one, two, if not more. And then, of course, just a boatload of picks. And we saw what it took to get DeJounte Murray to the Hawks, for crying out loud. Unprotected picks and that swap in three straight years. 25, 26, 27. And then another pick on top of that. Coming by way of what was that one? Charlotte. Or was it from the Knicks? I can't keep track. But anyway, this is going to take so damn much. So who has it? Who's got the enticing deal? And before we get to that, and I know you guys are dropping all of your teams and all of your deals in the comments here. I'd love to see it as I'm trying to sort of multitask and read those and talk to everybody. But I think it was Hollinger tweeting this. Don't look at this like the Nets are like, well, KD wants out. Blow it up. We're done. You know, let's just like take it down to the basement level and rebuild this thing once again. Don't be so quick to think that, because they don't have, now they might get a bunch back, but the Rockets own all of the Nets picks. Really. I mean, you're talking actually just straight up unprotected picks or swaps for like the next 5 years. So unlikely they lean into a tank job there in Brooklyn, because Houston owns all their draft picks. So they probably want some talent back. Like whoever these key young guys from whatever team, Phoenix, Grizzlies, Pelicans, whatever team you come up with, I think those like young stars, let's call them that, or like blossoming stars, hopefully, are really, really important to all this. Yeah, draft capital, that's a no-brainer at this point. It's Kevin Durant. Like, there's going to be 3-4 pick slash swaps coming. Like, if not more, for crying out loud. But these young guys, whoever they are, 1, 2, That to me is super, super important. So who are those guys? Okay, Ayton, the Suns being at the top of his list. Again, I don't think the Nets give a crap. It won't really matter. I guess you trade him to a team he doesn't want to go to, and then he just pouts his way out of that situation or so, you know, whatever. Tries to hold out. I mean, what a nightmare. Get ready for the lockout. I mean, that's coming. I hate to turn that into like suddenly like a sad note, but my God, this type of stuff, we're going to have a lockout, but that's in the future. So Ayton, hell yeah. Now Bridges, I love Mikal Bridges on that team. That's just great. But you know, are they blinking at that? Cam Johnson, much more, easier to digest, I think, if you're their Suns, and then a bunch of picks. So there's that, the Suns. That's not bad. I think it depends on how you feel about Ayton. With Ben Simmons and Kyrie right now, he's great. He's good. He could get better. He should get better. But he's a center in this league where a lot of the time that's not the most important position right now. So there's that as well. I see a lot of people saying the Pelicans. That one, you can see why that makes the most sense, because they, in New Orleans' case, can easily is a weird word to use, but like they can say either Ingram, you know, JV, but or the whole other thing, Zion and stuff like that. Like you have like, they have like two really, really good young talented guys. So it's like they can sort of pick and choose. And is that enough to entice the Nets? I see people saying, what about the Knicks? Who's coming back from the Knicks? I mean, Julius Randle? Like, we're already naming younger, better players, at least trajectory-wise, than probably a Randle. Like, Barrett, you'd have to really be in love with him and the potential from him. Though, you know, Steve Nash, he is his godfather. Steve Nash! He's still the coach! Is he? Holy shit. I have said this a long time ago. I know Trey was just tweeting about it again. I'm convinced Steve Nash wakes up every day. Man, I should have just kept talking about soccer for a living. Why did I do this? I don't think Steve Nash was cut out for this. So anyway, so he's there right now. But was he even coaching? People are saying, wasn't KD and Kyrie the coach? Who knows? What a unbelievable development here. Oh, I can't believe this is happening. Hours before we hit the actual start to free agency. But does this hold up free agency now is another question. Like, a lot of these teams that maybe had plans to sign so-and-so, sign and trades on the table, you know, they're already talking. We know that. It's like, well, hold on. KD could be had. Could we get in there? We've already talked to them. I think, was it Woj saying? Like, a lot of teams have already called the Nets and say, hey, what about this deal? So I do wonder what it does here. Does it slow up actual free agency news? Denver is another team people are throwing out there. I see the Celtics with Jaylen Brown as sort of like the lead guy there. I don't know. Like, there are some teams. I know it's Kevin Durant, and it shouldn't be any team where you go, is he worth the trouble? Maybe outside of the Warriors, I guess. So really, no team should be like, the guy's under contract for so long, he's still proven he's a 30-point-per-game scorer, he's still lethal, he's one of the best ever, you know, he does just want to hoop. He actually does play. But, like, there's a handful of teams, I feel like, where I catch myself a little bit. But I'm sure even the Celtics and Brad Stevens are like, Jaylen Brown, smart picks. Yeah, okay, we can do that. The Raptors, same thing. Like, Masai Ujiri is going to be like, yeah, okay. We will move off some of these young guys. Are you interested enough? There's that. Who knows? Do the Sixers, can they, like, use Tobias Harris and then probably a Tyrese Maxey? There's a really young, super talented guard. Is that enough? Like, I mean, I'm just talking in circles here because you can do it with so many teams. The Blazers. And it will be in the Nets' best interest to, like, of course, take all of these offers, line them all up against each other, pick your three, four, five favorites, whatever it is, the most enticing ones, and then call those other teams back, or those four or five teams back, and say, well, they're going this many picks, or they're going this guy, or, you know, stuff like that. Can you do better than Jaren Jackson Jr.? That type of thing. Like, you got to pit all these thirsty teams against each other. I mean, this is Durant. He just immediately makes your team, wherever you are, if you're a play-in team, you're a playoff team, basically, you know, if he's healthy. If you're already a playoff team, well, now you're almost like a contender. You know, you add him. Like, you would be, suddenly he's paired with Jokic. It's like, my God. He's paired with Lillard. My God. Like, that, he just bumps your team up, wherever they are currently, to like one or two tiers above that. So, people are saying the Clippers. I hadn't even really thought about them. I mean, there are guys they could do, but actually, you know what? I'm going to say that I don't think the Clippers are going to be in this. I mean, the truth is there's going to be 28 teams that are not actually in this type of deal. It will only be one, but this is happening. Man, I can't wait to hear why. Like, what is Durant's reasoning for this and the timing of it? And does he and his team see an opening for him to get to so-and-so somehow to Miami? Now, Bam, I saw people saying Bam cannot be included, unless I have this wrong. He cannot be included in a deal because of Ben Simmons and the type of deals those two guys are on. You can't have two of them on the same team under the CBA. So it would have to be, you know, that's a Tyler Hero-led package, right? And I think so many teams are going to trump that. So I think it's going to be difficult for the Heat to pull this off. I guess right now, again, trying to like absorb all of this in real time, the Suns make sense, and not just because it's preferable, but I like Ayton, so I would love that if I do already have Ben Simmons on my team. I mean, that's the other thing. Like, they do have players. I guess they got Royce O'Neal. He's in there. Kyrie is there. Though, man, what is he going to say now? Ayton, I'm asking for Bridges, Cam Johnson, you know, obviously some draft capital, but the star of it is, well, the star of it, if you get both of them, is Bridges, Ayton. But man, where do the Suns draw the line at a certain point? Like, do you do that if you're Phoenix? Let's say it's obviously without knowing the draft picks going back and swaps and all that crap. Ayton, Bridges, Cam Johnson. Or do you like more Jaren Jackson Jr., Dylan Brooks, you know, obviously picks? Like, which ones are you going? Yeah, people in the stream team saying, not Bridges. Yeah, I get that too. He's just like the perfect third guy, fourth guy. He would become if KD joins your team. I don't know, man. At a certain point, this is Kevin Durant. And yeah, a lot of these GMs are going to bend over backwards if they have any chance. You're going to offer up a lot. And no matter what you offer up, like, outside of like another brutal injury, you're probably going to come out on top. So we'll see. Those are my thoughts right now. I'm just looking at my quick notes here. If there's anything else, I already touched about Steve Nash and if he's going to be long in Brooklyn. Like, I guess Alex Schiffer was reporting that he wants nothing to do with a rebuild. Like, he wasn't doing that if he got into coaching. So maybe it's another reason the Nets are not just straight up blowing it up and give me pick. Don't worry about whatever talent's coming back right now. But then again, he could just be gone. And they, you know, get Kenny Atkinson back in there. Yeah, maybe that's why Kenny Atkinson decided to not take the Hornets job in the end. He's like, hold on. Maybe KD's going to want out. Maybe they'll just get me back in Brooklyn. Wow. Really rare for a superstar of this magnitude, though, to hit the trade block. With that much team control left, that's the crazy part. You know, when this happens, it's like a year, maybe two. And it's like, oh, now the team trading for him's got to like convince themselves that they can sign him and all that. That is not really an issue here. I mean, this is the insane, insane part. Yeah, shout out to the sickos joining me here. I know I'm like one of probably 100 other people doing an emergency live reaction podcast of this, but I couldn't leave you guys with nothing here. We had to take advantage. So if you have final thoughts, drop them in the stream team right now on KD and what this means for Kyrie and who's got the best trade package. you know, make your case. I know, look, Trey, TK was tweeting about the Bulls package, and it was shit, jokingly shit, but it was like Vucevic, the florist, Kobe White. Yeah, I take that back. I mean, there's some talent there. And then I think he joked top 59 protected pick or something like that. Can the Bulls make a move? Wasn't there a photo of Kevin Durant wearing a Bulls jersey? He's always wearing a White Sox hat too, right? There you go. He's in love. He's in love with the Bulls. Chicago can get him. Other people are making the joke that if this is because he wants to get away from Kyrie, then he's going to go to Toronto because Kyrie can't even like follow him there. Thought that was pretty funny. Wow, good one. So now you can just go freely across the border. Fill out your whatever, your can arrival thing. You're good. So KD to Phoenix, KD to Miami, KD to like a wild card team, like my God, like a Grizzlies or a Blazers or the Pelicans. I've seen a lot of smart NBA people on Twitter pointing out the Pelicans. And I get it. They're lined up with enough ammo to make a move. That's for sure. And a really, really good one or two young guys. And, you know, like I said, they're a team that like sniffed the playoffs. Well, my God, you add KD to your team. And, you are, now you're probably one of the better teams in your conference. People want to talk about the Lakers, of course. KD to LA. You want LeBron and Durant teaming up to try and take down the Warriors. Yes, please. Oh, the Thunder. I haven't even mentioned that. People want to just bring the band back together. Presti, he just got all of these draft picks to then ultimately try and get Kevin Durant back. And then give us Westbrook and let's go. Hilarious. Mark's wondering, would they move Zion, the Pelicans? Probably not, right? I would say probably. I would. If you feel pretty good about the rest of your team and McCollum and these guys, yeah, come on. I think, Mark, the truth is there are not many guys that you are saying, no, we can't include him in a deal. Right? Giannis, Luka, Jokic. Who am I forgetting? I mean, it's a short list. Curry. You know, I know you get into then like promising young guys like Ja Morant and stuff like that. But Embiid? Like Embiid untouchable? Probably, yes. It's not a lot. It's 6-7 guys? Something like that. Maybe even less. So crazy. Crazy stuff. Let's call it there because you know what's going to happen, guys. As soon as we say goodbye, well, something will happen. They'll probably trade him immediately, or there'll be another like blockbuster deal or something to do with free agency here. We'll see. But man, what a test here to really player empowerment. This is why I go back to like watch out for the lockout coming down the line, because this, with him being under contract for 4 years, but the Nets obviously wanted to get the best deal they can get. Like, they could trade him anywhere. They could trade him to the Kings. But because he's, the players have the power, I mean, can he control like basically his destination here despite being under contract for 4 years? I mean, part of me says yeah. In this league, yes. Man, fun stuff. Thank you so much for joining me live here. Hope some of that made sense. I felt like I was, of course, just rambling and rambling and rambling there. I think I named every team. Did we come up with basically a deal? A little blueprint for every team in the league? Basically, yes. But hey, winners of this, the Rockets fans and all those picks coming, swaps and unprotected picks for the next like 5 years, they're feeling pretty good if it's, ultimately a Ben Simmons-led Nets team and maybe Ayton or something. I mean, that's still a decent team. Don't get me wrong, but man, those are going to be better picks than they are when KD, Kyrie, Harden, but then Ben Simmons were on your squad. So they're happy. NBA sickos like us are happy. NBA casuals are happy because this is like people love this stuff more than actually watching basketball. So, man, those are your big winners. And look, yes, our YouTube numbers, big numbers here. So if I'm doing a top three, okay, this is a nice way to wrap it up. Top three predictions, ultimately, who makes that aggressive move? I like who a lot of you guys are saying. I do think the Suns are there. I'm going to go Sixers. I can never, you know, count out Morey. They've got talented young guys, like we said, and Maxey, they've got contracts like Tobias Harris. Maybe the true bromance was Harden and KD all along, for all we know. I'll put them on the list. And give me the Pelicans. Keep things interesting. I don't think the Heat are going to be able to do this without this Bam possibility. I don't see it. But that's just me. So you let me know in the stream team. Let us know in the YouTube comments below. Tweet at us at NoDunksInc. That's INC. You can tweet at me if you want at JE Skeets. Really appreciate it. If you did join us here, hit the like button. And if you haven't, subscribe to No Dunks. We will be back possibly later today. Later tonight. I don't know. I'm supposed to go see Top Gun. I might. It's also my wife's birthday tomorrow. It's Canada's birthday tomorrow. But we'll be back. If we don't come back tonight, because there's nothing else that's like worthy of an emergency podcast, we are going to be here tomorrow morning around probably 10 a.m. Eastern on YouTube, flipped into a podcast and all that. I know Lili's supposed to be joining us from up in Toronto, I think, where he is. TK should be here. I should be here. Tass, he's a question mark, but hopefully he can join us if he's capable, and JD will be, again, turning it into a podcast. So either later tonight or tomorrow, you'll hear from the No Dunks boys. Fun stuff, guys. Always a blast. Talking hypotheticals. Man, that trade machine is fucked. It's going to be broken. There's so many picks, deals, three-team deals, four-team deals, five-team deals. Get crazy. Let's see your best and somewhat realistic Kevin Durant trades. Tweet them in to me, at J.E. Skeets. I love this stuff. All right, we'll talk to you soon, guys. Peace. You could stay, ooh, every day. And I'd be happy every minute.